What's up, everybody? I'm John here, host of Rev It Up, and we're here at the 64th annual World of Wheels down in Kansas City. And obviously, one of the biggest things we've seen down here that Austin and I have been posting about is the lowrider scene.
Yep.
And we're here with Jose.
Jose Carrillo with Juarez Car Club.
Yeah. I mean, we've been checking out your rides all weekend long. Obviously, the one that Austin saw and we put it on our page already is a killer pickup, man.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us about the club, man.
I've been on the club now for about 10 years, but I've been into low riding since I was a kid. You know, growing up, I grew up in East Los Angeles, you know, so my whole life, I always said, I'm going to work, I'm going to get a low rider, I'm going to fix my car.
Yeah.
I bought my first car when I was 14 years old, sold it. Oh, thank you. Thank you, man.
There you go. Hold it up.
There you go.
Because he's next.
He's the one that painted my car.
He's the next interview, too. That's awesome.
My car,
so come and stay over here. Oh, my God. Look at that. So
he was the one that painted my car.
2024 Old Sandy Paint
yep.
Award.
Paint Award,
the car
yep.
That he just painted. So,
yeah,
that's
man,
killer,
it
man.
Means a lot.
Look at that. That's cool, man.
Our work works out.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, like I was saying, I bought my first car and had to sell it. So my dad, the one that I own now is an 87 Cutlass.
Yeah, so that I love the car.
And he gave it to me. So I named the car the Heritage because I'm going to give it to my son. You know, I'm going to keep it in the
very
family.
Cool,
he gave it
cool.
to me. I'm going to give it to him. I started doing the paint job. Like I said, took a road. Awesome.
Look at that. I can see how happy you are, man. You're getting a car.
Yeah.
So that is so cool.
Did the
man.
Hydraulics on it. Did the system on it. And I told him, now, when you get older, we're going to work and do the engine together.
Yeah.
Because I want him to tell his kid. He's 11
son?
Years old.
11 years old.
Yeah,
right.
So.
That's
no, I lied. 12.
So 12.
He turned 12, yeah.
Sorry.
So. Now we're going to work together, and that's going to be our project. I told him, I did everything else, you know. I want you to start working when you have kids. I want you to start working because I want to keep that car in the family, you know. I want to keep going and going and going,
that's
you know.
Cool.
That's what we do, but, yeah, I've always loved cars, always liked doing all that, you know. We always get together, hang out. This is what I like about the car community in general.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're into hot rods, low riders, muscle trucks, you know, anything. Everybody just has a big family.
Everybody
has
always
a heart
comes
for it.
Together. And
yeah,
we talk about it, everybody, even now, obviously, I told you, like, we're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we go through, but I mean, I've been all over the country doing stuff for years, seven a kid.
Yeah.
And I love coming to different towns and cultures to see what's going on. And a lot of people will say, you know, what do you think about this heritage? You know, the guys with the donks, so like you said, we were talking about the Latino heritage and all that goes on. And ever since I've been a kid, you know, everybody knows we talk about lowriders. The biggest joke was always, we got our news from Cheech and Chong way back in the day, right?
Yes,
I mean, that's
yes,
what brought
yes,
it mainstream,
yes,
you know what I'm saying?
That's absolutely right.
So that's when they did all that, and you go through, and it was always hydraulics. I mean, I remember going to shows, see my brother and all that. I mean, they were just unbelievable. But the candy paint and the 13-inch wheels, I'm like, man, it's just killer. So what do you think is the big difference between the guys, the real deal, and some of them that are kind of going like they like the air ride guys that kind of do it? And they're like, look, I said air ride. Look at the face. I knew it. I knew it.
You know what airbags are for?
Oh, yeah.
What? For groceries.
That's all they are.
Bags are for groceries.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many guys up by us that just hit the bag that there's and go through. But it's so funny. I see them cruising and they're up by us. And every single time I'll see their videos on Facebook, they're like, oh, yeah, they're cruising. And next thing you know, the airbags, their line goes out or do whatever. I'm like, yep.
Yes, we have a thing, you know, airbags are for groceries and
low
riders.
I've never heard that before.
Switches
I'm gonna use
are for
it
cars.
So much. Oh my gosh, I'm going to use that every time I see one of my guys.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that he's a low rider and everything. You know, that is great.
The thing about low riding, too, that I myself, it's a lot with hot rods, the paint jobs. You know, hot rods are the ones that brought all the different colors, all the different
candies
everything.
And all
the
stuff
candies.
In the 50s and 60s.
We took it over and we did our own little twist to it, you know? And
your heritage took it over.
Yes,
there's
that's
no,
what I like,
give
you know?
It there right now.
That's what I like about just, again, cars in general, cars and everything. I like how everybody just comes together. Again, I would say we took a lot of the candy paint jobs and all that from the muscle cars, you know?
We did
our own little twist on it.
Correct.
That's just what it is, you know?
I think what that is going through in the latest painters, who is still around that is teaching these kids this area at that age? I mean, is it like an elder? Like, you have an elder in every community that brings it down, or how are you guys getting
learning
all
the guy
stuff?
Here locally that's teaching everybody is Aaron Munoz, the one that painted my car.
It is.
Him and his wife do so much for the community here. They're always having festivals and trying to bring kids to teach. He is actually teaching his son everything he knows.
He showed me the boxes. His kids
yes,
the boxes.
And his son's going to take over. I mean, I know.
So
I think his
killer,
son,
man.
By the time he gets about 18 years old, he's going to be just like him. I mean, and the thing with him, he is self-taught, you know,
that's
which means a lot.
Yeah,
and
means a lot.
Every job he does, people recognize you right away. You're walking by and they say, oh, that's one of a kind paint job.
Yeah, they know it's him,
right? They know that's what he does, you know? And
it's unbelievable.
He's an amazing guy as it is, you know?
He's such a personal guy, just like all you guys are.
And he loves teaching everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his thing. He will not, if you want to learn how to paint, he will tell you, go to my shop.
That's the kind of guy.
I'll show you what to do.
And I liked it when, even obviously you guys are right behind our trailers all weekend.
Yes.
And you guys are so welcoming. Everybody's coming in. Everybody's got, you know, everybody always thinks the community of what's going on with the Heritage, you guys got on, everybody thinks, you know, everybody gets the rep, oh, we're doing this, oh, you know, gangsters, you know, all of them. I'm like, I don't care what you want to call them, we all wear shop shirts.
Yes.
We all wear, my audio guys wear shop shirts, come on, man. And I'm like, look at their cars just going through. And my girls, everybody I know loves the paint scheme, the lowriders. Now, who does the interiors then? Because that was another thing you guys have knocked out of the park.
Yeah, see, and that could go, there's local shops that do it too, but a lot of us like doing our own interiors.
You still do,
yes,
don't you?
I was going to do my own, and then I thought of it, you know what? I want to keep something of this car original.
Okay.
You know,
you got
that. And it's still original, and I'd say it's probably an 8 out of 10 still, you know?
Yeah,
it's
not
ribbed,
no,
nothing.
It's really
so
nice.
I'm like,
I was over there looking at
it. I should just keep it, you know?
Yeah, just keep it,
something
man.
Original of this car, you know?
That is so cool. That is so cool, man. No, I mean, congratulations on the award and everything you got going on. I think it's great. I mean, we should go over and take a look at the car and check it out, man.
Here's the beast, man. Huh?
Yes. Here he is, man.
I can't believe it. I mean, as we were walking over, we're talking that it's a Cutlass. I grew up with these in high school, and our Wisconsin area, my guys, I sent a picture of your car and a couple of the other Cutlass over here, and we were just talking about how they think you messed up the car because
I hear that all the time.
You get it all the time because it should be a track car.
It should be in the track. You know, why you mess up that car?
Yeah, because it's a G-body for a G-body shovel.
That's what they're for, yeah, but this is what we like, you know.
I love
it. We do everything.
Man,
like I said, my daughter's name is on that side on the door, you know.
I see Miguel's name over here.
I got my son here, you know, and other things, everything has a touch. The lowrider guy.
So it's all etch, right?
It's all etch.
That's all glass, yeah.
I got this. I got one for my wife on that side. My son. You know, everything.
Everything's got a reason.
Everything has a reason,
huh?
Yes. He always sits on this side, so I put it on this side. I put the year of the car right there, you know.
So, and you kept with a classic, and now is it always, I always, and again, you know, I'm not a lowrider guy, but is it always 13s? Is a 13 a symbol, a 13 or 14 a rim?
That's always a big fight, you know. Some say 13, some say 14.
That's why I asked.
To me, I think it depends on the car you drive. You know, on a G-body, it'll look good with a 13, you know.
Yeah.
If you're going to go with a classic, you know, something bigger.
It should
be a little bit bigger,
right? Yeah, because
Yes.
Okay, now we're talking size. Give us the history on the steering wheels, because I always hear these stories. So why the steering wheels so small?
The steering wheel are that small because you could still drive with handcuffs. You know, that's what they always told me, you know. Small enough, if you run there and able to get in your car,
you're
gonna
get home
still,
no matter what.
You could still drive with the handcuffs on, you know. That's why they're that small.
Have you ever had to yet?
That's between us. You know?
I love it. All right, now the real deal. Yes. The real deal. This is what separates the men from the children here right now.
Yes.
So
remember what I told you earlier.
Right.
Bags are for groceries. Hydraulics are for men.
For men. So look at that. Look at that back there.
Yes. I got 6 batteries, 2 pumps, you know.
6 batteries, 2 pumps. Okay.
Little lay and play. You know, I don't play with it too much. You know, again, I'm trying to keep the car for my son. So
is it still for the dance and you do the 3-wheel thing? And
yes.
So when you're building a lowrider and you put the hydraulics in it, what is it for? Is it just for the ride? I mean, you guys always up on a 3-wheel? What is it? I mean, I've seen videos of you guys doing everything.
That all depends on the person. Okay. You know, I like you. Like when I get to a show, I'll drop it. You know, I play with it a little bit.
Yeah.
I did reinforce the frame, you know, just little things.
That's what I was going to ask too. A lot of people don't understand what you
have
to do.
If you play too much with it, you're going to have to go a full, full frame. You know,
okay,
I did
gotcha.
A partial frame because, again, it's not a hopper. You know, it's more of a show car, you know.
Yeah. No, this is unbelievable
a
show
bit.
Car. Yeah, this is unreal. And I love, who does the glass?
The glass is a guy in our car club. His name is Fernando.
Okay.
He is the one that did all the sketching.
That is
all
unbelievable.
And believe it or not, it's all on his head. He just gets
really?
Up there.
He just goes?
He just goes up
that's
there, gets the machine, and starts doing it all by head.
That's unbelievable. How did you decide the color?
Of the car?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I gave it to Aaron, and I told him, here's my car.
Do it.
Do whatever you know. You know what's good.
It is unbelievable.
And I think he did amazing.
I think it's unbelievable. Like, and then what we were talking about, just looking at the car and everything that you guys have done, the older Heritage, it's here.
Yes, it's all here.
I mean, I don't care if you just drop this in 1950, 1960 on any, that's the paint job. It's unbelievable.
This is El Heredero, which means the Heritage. That's what
I named
the car.
Oh, is that what it means? What did I just tell you before?
Yeah.
And I said, one daughter took 4 years of Spanish.
Yes.
I have no idea what that meant.
Yeah.
And I love it.
That's what it means. El Heredero means the Heritage. So my dad gave it to me, and I'm giving it to my son. And then he's going to give it to his son, and I want to keep going, you know? And I always told him, I painted it like this. Maybe he wants it a different color.
Yeah.
It's all good. He could do what he wants, you know? But
that is unbelievable.
Just keep it in the family.
Now, I just noticed on the top of here. So on top of here before, when I was looking before, so everything's in here. I see lace going through here.
Yes.
And this is actually watermarks.
Watermarks, yes.
It's unbelievable.
The way he does it, he'll put the base coat, he'll actually sprinkle water, and then he'll put the candy over it. And then when it dries, that's what makes the water effect.
That is unbelievable.
And then he'll go back and redo all of it. Yeah.
That is, I mean, this is, it is so deep and so sick. And I don't care. I'm a drag racer by starting. I love this heritage. I got, like I told you, I got a little rider caddy I took in. This is unbelievable. And, you know, the G-Body Shuffle Boys might have a new meeting down here. They might win me over down here, I'm telling you.
If you ask a lot of us that are into this, we'll say this is better than theirs.
It is, that is.
If you ask them, they'll say that, you know, it's
unbelievable.
We're all car people, you know?
Man,
that's what it comes down to.
Like I said, man, congrats on everything you got
going
on, man.
Thank you so much.
It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Same here, man.
It means everything, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Check out the lowrider scene down here. We're going to be doing a lot more with these guys and their cars and their amazing builds. So, again, congrats everything for the 64th annual World of Wheels, and show up your award, man.
Yes.
There it is. Outstanding paint. This is the car.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Of course, man. I've been waiting to talk about one of these cars so long. I'm finally glad I could actually look. And I love it when I get to do an interview with somebody, then I can look at what it is. I didn't notice the watermarks until we walked all the way around. And then all of a sudden, I saw it on top. I saw it on top, and I'm like, damn. I'm like, wait a minute.
It's everywhere.
That is sick.
Yes.